It's Friday, May 23rd, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. More information about the UTV crash that left three people severely injured on Saturday. The longest-running dairy breakfast is tomorrow at a Rice Lake farm. Camarama kicks off today, and the state's National Guard commander is stepping down. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The Washburn County Sheriff's Office has released more information about the UTV versus vehicle crash Saturday afternoon near Shell Lake. Sheriff Dennis Stewart said a UTV carrying Rice Lake residents 31-year-old Brett Herlicka, 32-year-old Bailey Basham, 33-year-old Kevin Walton, and 30-year-old Caitlin Walton was traveling north on the Wild Rivers Trail at the crossing at Highway 253. The UTV passed another UTV and crossed the intersection, failing to yield to other traffic. The UTV struck a Ford Flex driven by 59-year-old Frank Aragona of Bloomer, sending the UTV rolling. Herlicka, Kevin Walton, and Caitlin Walton were taken to area hospitals and later airlifted to other hospitals with life-threatening injuries. Basham and Aragona were treated and released at the scene. The Wisconsin DNR is conducting the crash reconstruction. Celebrate the opening day of June Dairy Month with the Barron County Dairy Promoters tomorrow. Amber Gonski with details.
Barron County boasts the longest-running June Dairy Breakfast in the state of Wisconsin, and tomorrow they'll mark the 49th by serving the traditional pancakes, all-Wisconsin omelet, maple syrup, applesauce, cheese, milk, and coffee. Broker Farms, celebrating their 50th year of farming, welcome attendees to their farm as hosts of the breakfast. Fred Broker explains how the farm has changed since they first hosted the event in 2010.
We've added to our freestall barn. We've built a new parlor. We've built onto the heifer shed. Now we're at 180 cows, about 375 total acres. About half of it is rented and the rest is owned. We own the rest of it. Our new parlor is a swing 12 parlor. And then 2 years ago, we put in robotic barn cleaners and a feed pusher.
The farm is located just west of Rice Lake at 1747 19th Avenue. The breakfast runs Saturday from 6 to 11 a.m. Free will offering will be taken. I'm Amber Gonski.
Cameron marks its 43rd Camarama festivities this weekend. A.J. Hockery tells us more.
Friday through Sunday, Cameron is kicking off summer with the 43rd Camarama Days. Events begin today with the Haley's Comet Run registration at the Cameron Elementary School. Saturday features the men's slow pitch tournament, water fights, a craft and vendor fair, and music by DJ Wookie Monsta, among other activities. Camarama concludes on Sunday with such events as the Boy Scout Pancake Breakfast, Elcar's Open House and Car Show, and parade at 11:30 a.m. A complete list of activities can be found on Facebook. Search for the Cameron Civic Club. I'm A.J. Hockery.
Two groups of investigative journalists have filed a lawsuit in the hopes of forcing the Wisconsin Department of Justice to divulge names, birth dates, and disciplinary records of every police officer in the state. The Badger Project and the Invisible Institute filed the lawsuit last Thursday in Dane County. They filed an open records request with the Justice Department in November seeking the full name, posting, birth date, city, zip code, position, and disciplinary history of every Wisconsin officer. The Justice Department released only a list of decertified and terminated officers and redacted birth dates and positions. Justice Department spokesperson Jillian Drummond didn't immediately respond to an email seeking comment. Governor Tony Evers announces the resignation of Major General Paul W. Knapp, leader of the Wisconsin National Guard. Bob Haig tells us more.
Knapp was appointed Adjutant General of the Wisconsin National Guard by Governor Tony Evers in 2020. The position has a 5-year term and a promotion to Major General. Knapp took the command after two interim Adjutants General filled the position following dismissal of former State Adjutant General, Major General Donald Dunbar, by Governor Evers. Knapp is an Antigo native, and his resignation will be effective June 6th. Brigadier General David W. May will serve in the interim, while the interview process to select Wisconsin's next Adjutant General is underway. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.